tours.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Are you in the market for a new Electrolux appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and tax dollars out of the state when you can shop Electrolux appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Penguins Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of tech and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea
from it.
No, my goodness. The head guy, you could tell, was in a hurry to go when he said that.
Yeah. On the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 11th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Had a nice chat with Mark Reardon just this morning. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with Stiefel Nicholas and have been for over 27 years, and they'd love to be with you. There's a song, Gallery. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I set up an appointment, have a meeting. We'll tell you what the requirements are, what you need to have to do that, and what you might expect once you get into that meeting with them. We'll do all that and a whole lot more, plus a great old joke I haven't told for a while. But first,
hey!
Peon the Peon wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and now is the time more than any to get a second opinion on your financial advice, and Mark and Jason can give you that. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss, bass player, impressionist, harmonic. What's the word for harmonicist? Would that be the word? It's flautist and pianist. Well, I heard somebody on the air the other day say, I heard somebody say pianist, and it was on one of those real formal radio where they didn't even want it to sound like penis, so they said, he's a pianist. No, it's pianist. That's the name. I believe you would be a harmonicist, Dan.
A good one,
and one of the best. I know that.
Thanks.
Dan's in the house with his trousers on. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Oh, Rat Boy has the immediate cure. That guy a while ago who real quickly said, diarrhea, like that. Rat Boy's got the cure. Eat a bunch of what?
Cheese.
That's what I've heard. Eat a bunch of cheese. That'll put an end to it. Put your hands together, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst in the All Boy Orchestra. About 10 years ago, I went to Mark and Jason, and I had $25,683. And I said, I'm putting this in your hands. Do what you think is best with it. It's now 10 years later. I'm worth $14.5 million.
Wow.
Right, that's not a true story. Yeah.
These results are not typical of
these results are not typical of the average investor, and this whole story is not even true. That's not a true story. I just wanted to get your attention. Here's what is a true story. I do trust them to make some right decisions with money that I'm going to be needing down the road. Sometimes in this business, down the road may not be too far down the road, especially when you consider the announcement we got today about a new program director. You know, when that happens at a station and they name a new program director, and I'm not making this up, everywhere I've ever been, you guys can back me up, heads roll. One of the first things that happens, heads roll.
They want to put their stamp on the
I'm putting my stamp on the station, and I'm going to do it by letting you go, and you go, and you go. You're out of here. So we're still waiting for that. We don't know which dominoes are going to fall here, but a pretty good indication that is that our picture is not on the homepage on the website. Guess whose is? McGraw is on there twice. And his buddy Marty Kilrod's on there, but we're not on there. So we'll more on that later. Let's talk about Mark and Jason. See, this is the perfect example of why it's a good idea to have some financial advice. Let's say you're in the radio business and everything seems to be going great. Things are good. Advertising's down a little bit, but business is down for a lot of people. But overall, things are good. And then you get word you got a new program director. And all of a sudden, you're out of work. That's how it works. Now you find yourself out of work. Did you plan for it? Did you have somebody to give you good financial advice? A lot of people have to say no to that. But many people say yes. I was smart enough to get some advice once I had enough money to start worrying about. And in this case, that amount of money would be $25,000 or more if you have that in a 401k, especially if you are changing jobs, as we apparently may be now that McGraw is the program director. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure you do the right thing with that money. There are guidelines, there are limitations, there are deadlines. And if that money is not rolled over properly, it costs you. There's a price to pay for that. Make sure you get good advice from somebody, not just about that, but about what to do with that money you've worked so hard to save and put away, and you'd like to keep investing and find ways to add more to it. That's where they come in, and here's where you come in. You go to this website, markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com. Stiefel Nicholas, 27 years, good guys, and they know what they're doing. So pay attention, even if you already have another financial advisor. As you may have heard earlier, we all received the printed, nobody says memo anymore, but that's what this is. It's not an email. It's a station memo.
Did you see the memo about this?
I told you I saw it earlier. Addressed to staff. Please join me. This is from Mike Dorsey, general manager. Please join me in welcoming McGraw-Milhaven as the new program director, KTRS. Now, a couple of things have happened. He's only been a program director not even 24 hours. A peon was smart enough to think to go to our website, ktrs.com. And he said to me and to Dan, he said, well, this is interesting. On the homepage, you see McGraw, 6 to 10 a.m. Then you see that other guy that follows him. I always want to say it's Zipper Zap, but it's another sports guy.
Martin.
He's a TV guy, and he's on there.
Melvin?
Yes. And then Carney's gone and we're gone. Now, a lot of times in the radio business, they don't have the guts to just come right out and go, you're fired. They do it and they change the locks, for example. So you come to work and, hey, my key doesn't work. Oh, yeah, you're fired. Or this, you just notice you're not on the website anymore. So we're not on that home page. And then the other thing that happened was our chief engineer, Mike Breitenstein is his name. He's been working overnight. Apparently McGraw wanted a special phone line put in here. And his instructions, according to Mike, were, I want them to know when that thing rings, I want them to know it's me. I want a distinctive ring that somehow is a reflection of who I am so that they'll know, ooh, that's McGraw calling. So they've been testing it. And we can actually test it here now. This right. is the ring. When we hear this, we know it's McGraw.
Oh yeah.
And when we now, when we now, this is just a test run. But when yeah. we hear that, we know. Uh oh.
We've done something, or he's upset.
It's an interesting ring.
It is an interesting ring. It's almost got a like a stutter skipping kind of thing.
Yeah.
To it.
Huh.
That's about. So congratulations to McGraw. We like him. We like
Absolutely.
It. But that could change because I don't ever remember being at a station where people liked the program director.
No.
So
right.
this is one of the things he's going to have to deal with is being hated.
Well, and sometimes yeah. people get a little power under their belt and
goes
change,
to their heads.
And change a little bit.
Goes to their head. And he's got a pretty big head. If it goes there,
right.
got a lot of room to run around. So we'll see how that goes. He had a new mirror put in his office. I saw that in there. Oh, Mexico. I mentioned this yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Our dilemma. And I got no pushback or negative reaction to what I said I wanted to do. If they don't let this guy go that they're holding in Mexico, we're pulling the plug on our trip. And if we don't even take a trip this year, I'm fine with that. It's a little bit of a pain for our travel agent, but I'm waiting. I'm still trying to find out information that might somehow justify not doing everything we can to get this Marine out of jail in Mexico who simply made a wrong turn, admitted he had legal weapons in the car, but not in Mexico. They're not, but he didn't mean to go to Mexico. Everything about this that I've heard says, my goodness, this is such an easy case. This is such an easy thing to put an end to. Our president or secretary of state picks up the phone and says, my goodness, let the guy go. He made a mistake. What are you doing? Hold him chained to a bed, bleeding ankles and wrists, and knock it off. And if they don't, unless, again, there's more to the story, I'm pulling the plug on this Mexican trip, even though we're pretty much sold out. I think we got two rooms left now or something, but I'm going to kill the whole thing. We'll go to Jamaica. We won't go anywhere, and I will encourage other people to cancel their trips, too. We have to stop letting other countries urinate on us and take advantage of our generosity and what pansies we are. We have to stop it. So I'll keep you posted on the Mexican thing. I heard somebody say this morning, and I really do believe this is true, the Walmart driver who hit Tracy Morgan's limo van, if that had been anybody else, just a person, I think it would have been a different scenario. Let me put you this way. If Leonard Little had killed somebody very powerful or famous, might have been a different story, might not have. But it does make a difference. We have placed value on certain people that is a higher value than we place on other people. And when you say, well, Tracy Morgan's not worth any more than anybody else, his life's not worth more, that's wrong. It is. In dollars, it is. When somebody makes a whole lot of money for other people, in monetary terms, their life is of greater value. It shouldn't be, but it is. That's life. So I'm sure when the guy found out who was in it, he's already thinking, oh, man, I'm in deep doo-doo. And then they go, oh, yeah, by the way, that was Tracy Morgan. Now I'm really in it because, let's face it, compensation, settlement money, whatever you want to call it, that's going to be have to be coughed up now by Walmart, all of a sudden is going to be a whole lot more than it would have been, I think, with anybody else. So Never know who you're hitting when you drive with sleep deprivation or under the influence. Fargo last night, next to last. There's only one more. This was the second to last episode. If you haven't watched it, when they release it on DVD, you might want to give it a look. It's bizarre. It's Billy Bob Thornton. That's all you have to say. Anything he does is kind of weird, but he's a genius. So one more to go. Looking forward to that. We're in the process, starting tonight, of rebuilding the basement that was flooded in January at my house when the pipe burst when we hit 10 below zero. So tonight's the beginning of kind of ripping out some stuff, moving things, the initial stages of drywalling. We waited till, you know, spring to do it. You don't want to do that kind of junk in the winter. It's just depressing. But I found some things that I hadn't seen for a long time. This is what happens when you either move or there's some damage or destruction and you have to move things you haven't touched, boxes you haven't touched for years. You find things and you go, so that's where that is. And I found some paperwork that I had wondered what happened to it. But my wife asked me, she said, did you see anywhere our marriage certificate? And I've talked about this before. We don't have a clue where our marriage certificate is. Isn't that the wife's job to keep up with that?
Right, yeah, I don't know what. I know Angela has it somewhere, but I have no idea.
She says she doesn't know. I think legally I'm not married. I think I'm single. I think I am available for action. That's what I think.
No proof.
Because if somebody says, but you're married, all I got to say is prove it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? Prove it.
You and whose army?
Yeah, you and whose army? It's free country. We don't know where it is. But it's also one of those things you never need. How many times have you ever been asked for your marriage certificate?
No.
Nobody ever asks you to prove that you open a bank account and joint names, Mr. and Mrs. They never say, well, now, wait a minute. We need to know. We need to see proof. They never ask for that. Like they never ask for your high school diploma. Education, high school. Really? Let's see the diploma. Nobody asks.
Did she have to send it in for her passport?
I have no idea.
I think she did. I think you have to use, a woman has to use, if she changes her name.
I don't think so.
She has to use it for her passport.
We don't know where it is. I'm telling you, I'm going to check with the lawyer. I think I'm single. I don't know.
That'd be a good thing, huh?
Well, this is going to be interesting, dating again. This thing in down in the Bevo Mill neighborhood, wow, where these thugs broke in this house and held a gun to this teenage girl's head, and the girl's dad shot and killed the guy. Unbelievable. How about a round of applause for legal use of a firearm to take out a thug? A very risky thing to do, though. I think any professional, and I'm not a cop, but anybody would tell you that was very risky. And had it gone bad, it would have gone terribly bad. Somebody has a gun to your daughter's head, and you quickly shoot him and take him out before he can shoot her. This guy was either a great shot, very quick and good with that gun, or he got very, very lucky. Had it not worked, he would have gone from being a hero now, in some respects, saving his daughter's life, to the biggest numbskull that ever lived. It's just a matter of how things happen to end up. Dead now is Terrell Johnson, who, by the way, had a long record history. He had served time in prison for first-degree robbery. He'd been given a 16-year sentence. Of course, we let him out. And the other guy that was shot and not killed was Cortez McClinton. I don't know if he was shot. He was the second guy. They caught him either way. He had already been charged in the 2010 killing of Brian Reed, first-degree murder. Now, listen to this. You say if he was charged with first-degree murder in 2010, how was he out? Well, the circuit attorney's office said the charges had to be dropped because witnesses wouldn't cooperate. Wow. Isn't that what everybody would like to have happen? You kill somebody,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden, well,
scares everybody.
Nobody will cooperate, so take a walk. You're off the hook, even though you killed a guy. This is Dear Prudence. This is one of those Dear Abby-type columns. It's a nationally syndicated newspaper column. Here's the question for Prudence. Prudence, my husband slept with my sister. It wasn't part of the deal. My husband knows, and ladies, I want you all to listen very carefully to this. This is a woman who knows how to keep a marriage together. My husband knows that he has a free pass when he goes out of town on business trips.
Yeah.
And our policy is don't ask, don't tell. Recently, he went on a trip to Las Vegas where my younger half-sister works. I gave my husband her contact information so they could meet up as family members and catch up. Later, I come to find out he had sex with my younger half-sister. I'm mad that he chose to do it with a family member. My husband insists he thought it was okay because we're not that close and didn't grow up together. Well, I'm with him.
Yeah.
I'm with him. Not really related, not blood relatives. He's only met her twice. Well, what I like about this is this is the way... See, this is how you keep a marriage together. Let the husband have a pass when he goes out of town. Don't ask, don't tell. Got the right idea there. As far as this sister thing... It's not his sister. It's her half-sister. No blood relatives? What the heck? Cut him some slack.
Really?
I'll tell you, some people have it made in their marriages, like that guy. If you're pregnant, ladies, the new recommendation from the feds and the nutrition police, for the first time, they're recommending that young children and pregnant or breastfeeding women eat at least 2 to 3 servings of fish a week. Fish that is low in mercury to give them health benefits. It's the first time they've come out with this. Wait a year, give it a year or two, and they'll come out with, if you're pregnant, don't eat fish. It'll kill you. They'll flip it. They always do. But for now, pregnant ladies, eat a lot of fish, if you're breastfeeding especially. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
In honor of Dr. Doug's appearance, I started thinking animal jokes. And one came to me that I know I haven't told for a couple of years. One of the all-time greats. How could I have forgotten it for a couple of years? Here it is. It's a story of a city guy, city slicker, whatever you want to call him, who happens to stop at a farm to get some information. He's kind of lost, and he's out in the country. And so the farmer lets him know, you know, take a left down here, go 2 miles. And he says, thank you. And on the way out, he looks over and he notices a pig, a great big pig in a pen. But what jumps out at him is the pig has a wooden leg, an honest to goodness wooden leg strapped on. And the guy says, hey, old timer, what's the story there with that that pig with a wooden leg? You don't see that every day. And the farmer says, well, I'll tell you a story with that. About 3 years ago, a big tornado come through here. Big one. Level 5, they call it. That pig is out in the pen. I was out in there near the pen. And big old gust of wind come from that tornado and tore a shed down, and as the top of that shed and that razor-sharp aluminum roof was coming down to decapitate me, that pig saw that happening and busted out of that pen, come over and pushed me out of the way just in time to save my life from that thing coming down on me. And the city guy says, wow, that's quite a pig saved your life. It's quite a story. He says, but I still don't understand. The pig has a wooden leg. He goes, let me tell you another story. I think it's about, I don't know, one of the real hot days last summer. I was out here and it was scorching hot. I was kind of tired, dehydrated a little bit. I guess I just didn't hear that sound that a rattlesnake makes when they shake that rattle. I come real close to stepping on that snake. And if I'd have done it, that venom would have shot through me and I'd have been deader than dead. But no, it didn't happen. You know why it didn't happen? That pig saw what was about to happen. He busted out of that pen again. He come over and killed, stomped that snake and rooted him right into the ground, buried him as soon as he killed him. Saved my life, that pig. The guy says, well, it's quite a pig. But I don't understand the wooden leg. He says, I'll tell you another story. It's a true story. It's just this last fall. I was out on the tractor. Ground was real soft. We had a bunch of rain and stuff, and I hit a kind of a ditch and a rut, and that tractor got off balance. That tractor flipped over and pinned me down. It was crushing my chest.
I couldn't have lived maybe another 1 minute, maybe, because I couldn't breathe. That pig heard me gasping for air, busted out of his pen, come over, put that big old strong shoulder against that tractor, and moved that tractor up enough that I could crawl out from under there. Guy says, whew, wow, what a pig. But the wooden leg. Why does the pig have a wooden leg? He said, why does he have a wooden leg? I'll tell you why. You get a pig like that, you just can't eat him all at once.
Meet me. All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the good news is there's no accidents or any real incidents to talk about, but we do have some slow traffic on southbound 270. It's running really slow between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Let's see, southbound 170, we're heavy from Ladue down through Highway 40, northbound 170 from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270 is really thinned out. You're just off the pace from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 70, the same thing. You're heavy from the 170 through Cypress, and then from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes. A couple spots where you'll find it off the pace there. Now, we really jam up on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland. You're slow from 270 out through Maryville Center, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 40, a little bit off the pace between Laclede Station through Big Bend, and then you're jammed up now from Soccer Park almost to 141 on westbound 44. And this traffic report brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. We're on the downhill side of the week. Thursday morning on Vergal Live, we'll look back on the O.J. Simpson case, which all started with the murders 20 years ago this week. Author Ridley Pearson joins us in studio. We'll preview golf's U.S. Open. Jennifer Williams will have small business tips. And what's new at the Fox Theater? Plus, McGraw hosts his board meeting at 9 a.m. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
It's nice to know there are people who care more than you expect them to. People who are available to help, even when you don't think they will be. People like your local Health Mart pharmacist. Our pharmacists take the time to get to know you and your family. They know if you have a sick child who's been getting tummy aches, or an ailing grandparent whose arthritis has been getting worse. They'll have answers to your questions and offer helpful advice. They're the faces of community care. Because most Health Mart pharmacists don't just work in your community. They live there. They're your neighbors. And that spirit of caring for you and your health is alive and well every day in independently owned Health Mart pharmacies across the country. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you. To find the Health Mart pharmacy nearest you, go to healthmart.com. That's healthmart.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Mr. Shannon, I'm ready for another good season. How do you think of the lineup? You think we can go all the way?
No doubt in my mind, big boy, we can go all the way.
Man, that's great to hear from you, Mr. Shannon. I always get a little nervous.
What's there to be nervous about, Eddie? Your lineup still includes the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats, right?
Yeah, it's still all there, but you know.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all of the flat screens. streams live music, and now you have video gaming?
That's all true, Mr. Shannon, but I was talking about the ball club, not Fast Eddie.
Listen, Eddie, as long as Fast Eddie's Bon Air keeps on doing what you do, everything will be just fine.
Well, I'm going to leave it alone. I hope the ball club does the same.
You'll always feel better at Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. And if you're 21 and in the mood, come on by today or check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
I got the hose, a mop, and what do you call this thing?
A ladder.
George wants to clean the ugly black algae streaks from his roof by himself.
Are you sure about this? You want to call Roof Renewal Systems.
No problem.
Unfortunately, George's 8-foot stepladder doesn't quite reach their 12-foot roof.
So what are you going to do, George? Fly the rest of the way?
No problem.
George is in a pickle, since he's not exactly Superman.
You're not Superman, George. We ought to call Roof Renewal Systems.
No problem. Whoa! Ow!
Don't try to save a couple of bucks by cleaning the algae off your roof yourself. Call Roof Renewal Systems at 855-411-WASH. Their proprietary cleaning solution kills the algae, followed by a rinse with their low-pressure soft washing system, so the granules stay on the shingles. Algae could be killing your roof, leading to discoloration, and worse yet, leaks, before
no problem
becomes a big problem. Call Roof Renewal Systems toll-free at 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274, and get years of life added to your roof.
You should have called Roof Renewal Systems.
Online at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you looking for an affordable vacation this summer? One extreme and exciting? Or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Have your kids ever been to a real dairy farm? Picked your own strawberries or peaches? How about ziplining? Maybe a wine tasting? Or biking, fishing, or swimming? We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. And the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journey, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
I could play bass if I knew how to hit those notes, what strings those were. I think I kind of know what fills in there, but I just wasn't meant to be
a musician.
This guy coming up was, in fact, he was meant to be a fake musician imitating other people illegally and making money on other people's names. That's another story if you haven't heard it for another time. Right now, we're going to hear some Hollywood stuff from Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Some friends of ours just gave us a wonderful gift card to the Smokehouse Market, knowing that it would be used. You know what I had for dinner last night? Smokehouse chili. That's exactly right. Well, some of the best chili I've ever had. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market, both in Chesterfield Valley. If you've never been there, I invite you to treat yourself, and what a treat it will be. Folks, a musician, an impersonator, tax evader, L.A. Dodger sports, a man of 1,000 vocations over the years, tambourine player for Sonny and Cher, for goodness sakes, Mike Evans, everybody. You realize what an extensive resume you have.
Little me today.
A lot of people say to people, you should write a book. In your case, you actually could write a book.
Yeah, I could.
You could.
And there's so many stories I've never told you.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine they could be any better than the ones we know.
Yeah.
One day. We're going to take half an hour, not the regular segment, and have you retell the story of your brother who became your sister and the story of you pretending to be somebody you weren't and getting away with it until you almost, well, you did get caught, but you still got away, and your tax evasion story. And since this is the 20th anniversary of the O.J. thing, I always tell people, Mike Evans loves O.J. Simpson because O.J. helped keep him out of prison. I always tell him that.
That's true. We're going to do a whole thing on O.J. tomorrow, which is actually the 20th anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been very blessed. Cheryl bugs me all the time.
About what?
Writing a book. I mean, she's just like, if you write a book, we could probably retire.
Well, that's the reason not to do it, so that she can't think she's telling you what to do.
That's right, homie.
Yeah. When she stops nagging and say, then I'll write it.
Yeah, maybe I will. Think about it. Once I stop getting my ear pulled by you.
Yeah, once you shut up, woman, I'll write a book.
Idea.
That's how you have to do it.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the star who has dyslexia so bad she has to have her scripts read to her. Courtney Cox. Scarlett Johansson. Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Really?
You ever watch Veep?
You know what? For the first time, about a week ago, I watched one episode. And
funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, when did you watch? Did you watch The Debate by any chance?
Yes. That's
yeah,
the one I watched.
It was a good one last week.
That's the one I saw.
I think she's darling.
I do, too. I've always loved her.
Yeah. Love Nuggets with Mila Kunis pregnant. Ashton Kutcher is being a great daddy-to-be. He waits on her hand and foot. It really does seem that Ashton and Mila Kunis, their love is the real deal. And as Frank would say, that is
so beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of pregnant, Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Is 5 months pregnant, and now word that she and the baby daddy, heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko, will get married before the baby is born. That sometimes is a good idea.
I think it is, yeah.
You know, get married before you have the baby.
I know that's old school. But
oh, yeah, but you know.
Good idea.
Lindsay Lohan dating a different guy every night, sometimes more than one guy in England, wild as ever, out of control. She is in England hanging out of places where there's no paparazzi, absolutely zero zilch zip job offers. I don't know how she pays her bills. It's really bizarre. Jake Gyllenhaal and Rachel McAdams.
She's cute.
Yeah, have become an item. They're together 24/7. They're the real deal. Jake Gyllenhaal and Rachel McAdams. Movie news. While The Fault of Our Stars was the number one movie last week here in the United States and Canada, Tom Cruise's Edge of Tomorrow was the number one movie worldwide.
Hmm.
Do you go see either one of those movies, Frank O?
I don't know that I will. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan, and the other is pretty much a chick flick.
I mean, that Tom Cruise movie is supposed to be really, really good.
Well, I gave it 4 stars.
Well, yeah.
It's the best Tom Cruise movie I've ever seen.
Well, then I'll see it. He's due.
He is due.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I'll see anything she's in.
She got the funny area was on me.
That's what you tell us, yeah.
Her new movie called Life is a Crime won't be number one because word is it's going straight to video. Only cost $12 million to make. Another stinker from Jennifer Aniston. What is her deal?
Now, when did you see her areolas? When was this again?
Some people sent me some pictures of them.
Why wouldn't you, to your friends?
Yeah, we asked before. We're friends of yours.
We'd like to see them.
I'll get them to you. I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Yaya DaCosta is an actress who will play Whitney Houston in the Lifetime biopic. My question is, well, how will they play Whitney Houston? I mean, in real life, she was a hardcore drug addict. She was a mean woman.
No, they won't do that.
Out of control, radical, irrational. I mean, that's the way she really was. So, but you're right. They probably will play her as
a victim and a saint.
Probably.
Yeah.
Odds and ends. I just have to get this off my chest. Hold on. I'm going to have a little sip of the beverage, a little liquid, because I'm upset, Franco.
That should have calmed you down. What's the problem? Oh, boy. Serious.
I thought it was just flat-ass wrong that instead of paying tribute to some of the really true great Broadway stars who passed away last year, James Gandolfini, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Mickey Rooney, and so many others.
I know where this is headed.
The Tony Awards just ignored them. Never did mention them on the 3.5-hour Tony Awards show.
That is weird.
You know, they had that, Patrick Harris, what's his
name? Neil Patrick Harris.
He's down there humping people in the audience, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it. I didn't see it. I can't watch it.
When you see President Obama chewing gum, and that is often if you watch. Nicorette gum? Nicorette gum. Trying to keep off cigarettes so he doesn't smoke in front of us. Paul McCartney is better from his illness, so they say, but he keeps moving his return to his concert dates back, so I don't know if that's true or not. I hope he's okay. And finally, hi, Dean.
All right, Dean.
Did you watch Fargo?
Yes.
Oh, don't tell me. Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I got to watch it tonight.
Oh,
we taped
it
last night.
Oh, yeah.
Name the name of the star that has dyslexia so bad that she has to have her scripts read to her. Courtney Cox, Scarlett Johansson, Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, man, I'm going to go Scarlett.
I'll say Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Then I'll say Courtney Cox.
She said that she loved doing Seinfeld because most of it was improv. It's Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm Mike. I have a little beverage of liquid. Take a bite and I'll say.
Once again, I win.
No, you picked,
I picked Dreyfus.
No, you didn't.
No, you picked
Ian.
I picked Julia. I picked Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
What's the matter with me? I'm losing my mind. You know what it is? It's this McGraw-Millhaven program director thing has gotten me just off balance.
Boy.
We didn't see this coming. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Didn't see this coming either. An advertiser that comes on board and stays with us 52 weeks a year for 22 years. You never see that coming. You don't expect that. What a pleasant surprise and statement of loyalty on their part. So we want to return that loyalty in the form of loyalty from you, the listeners, to our advertisers, in this case, American Equity Mortgage. How do you do that? How do you show them how loyal you are to the show and how much you appreciate their making the show possible? By giving them your mortgage business, or if you are a homeowner, maybe the mortgage is somewhere else, and okay, you want to keep it there, you got a decent rate. How about letting them help you use the equity to borrow money for fill in the blank? Because if it's a home equity loan, they don't care what you want it for. If there's something you need and you need to pay for and you want the cash to pay for it and you don't want to be taking out a bad loan at a high interest rate, they'll show you how to do that. And at an interest rate so ridiculously low as are still the mortgage rates, it's just a very smart way to borrow money. It's the smartest way to borrow money. And then, of course, it's probably going to be a lot of it tax deductible because it's part of your house payment. They'll explain it all. They've been explaining it for 22 years. And I want to make sure you know not to confuse their name or number with anybody else. They are American Equity Mortgage, and their number is 314-878-9999.
Time for a final look at traffic. Here's Tim White.
Things are still pretty congested on southbound 270 between Olive and Manchester. They open up pretty well after that. Now, you do have a little little bit of a slowdown on eastbound 255 between Lindbergh and Telegraph. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 40, we're still jammed between a little west of Kings Highway through McCausland. We're slow from Highway 170 out through Lindbergh and then from 270 through Mason, and you're stacked up again from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. You've got a lot of congestion on north and southbound 255 in the construction zone between Horseshoe Lake Road and Highway 270, and it looks like we have thinned out pretty well on westbound 44, just a little slowdown right at it looks like it's right now between Mraz and Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology, and it goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
Stages St. Louis presents They're Playing Our Song. The Jazzy Score will have you singing along and leave you wanting more. Now playing through June 29th. For tickets, stagesstlewis.org.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Now tomorrow, it's The Call. That's the name of our talent show. They'll be thinking about what you want to do to impress us, how you'd like to perform tomorrow. Anything audible goes. What a prize package we have. And we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But again, it's called The Call. It is our talent show. We can't wait to be entertained by you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you can do it again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Right now, crews are working to level these access ramps, but it's too late for several people who have already been hospitalized after tripping.
Archbishop Carlson's lawyer speaking out for the first time since criticism exploded over his testimony at a Minnesota sex abuse case. 15 remains of unclaimed veterans are given a proper military burial today.
First on Fox, new access ramps built to help the disabled are leaving people injured. A pregnant woman fell and another broke her nose after tripping over the inclined surfaces on street corners in downtown St. Louis. Fox 2's Rebecca Roberts is live on Broadway with more on what the city is doing about the ramp problem. Rebecca?
Shirley, right now the city is redoing all of these handicap access ramps along Broadway. New federal regulations say that these curbs need to be here in order to help the blind.